Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. It's John Fay here from Pleasanton, California. Welcome to the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra Festival East here at Cache Valley High School on May 4th, 2019. It's my pleasure to serve as one of your adjudicators and giving you feedback in the areas of quality of sound, technique, and musicality as you perform your wonderful set of music that you've been working on for the last few months. So I want to wish you the very best of luck. Have a great time up there. And I'm going to go ahead and let this roll since you guys are now being introduced. Just be careful at the ends of phrases that they don't rush. So it's a good overall sense of style that's kind of being established here at the beginning. Nice and light. I would say just be careful on the staccato notes, trumpets, that they are being actually played staccato and not getting too lyrical and too connected. But just be cautious too, measure 15 and 16, that those... that the ends of phrases don't rush. Appreciate the softer dynamic levels being explored. Trumpets, you guys got to lock in how the 16th notes are going to line up with the 8th notes between the first and second cornets at 49 through 52. Be careful not to push too loud there, trumpets. I know it says double forte, but it's just be careful that the tone is not being affected. Okay, so the tone quality was getting a little uncharacteristic. Okay, you got a little Eric Satie kind of a feel to the second piece or second movement. Yeah, the half note, dotted half note section here probably could be just a tad softer. So again, letting the flute to sit more on top of the texture. See, for the dotted half note section, I'm not hearing a difference at the between this mezzo piano and the piano that happened before. And so that's why I'm thinking that you need to really explore that softer dynamic at the beginning. Yeah, nice job, trumpets, on the piano. Very good. Not too loud. Just more of you here, but still playing at that softer dynamic level here, 40. Nice job, trumpets, on the counter melody here. Good balance between the clarinets and trumpets here. Connect. Not a bad job there in terms of the connecting of the phrase to 56. Yeah, don't give up on the air on that last bar, the 63. support all the way to the end of the note and the dotted half note. I know you're going to do a diminuendo, but I think as well as the tone quality sort of suffered and people kind of died out and put even a rest at the end of that bar. And so it kind of felt like it was more of a diminuendo that was supposed to be. It was not necessarily a diminuendo, but more of just the texture changing in beat three. So don't let that change all the way. You know, can make that sure that note is sustained. The air support is there. Takes you all the way to the downbeat. Even if your downbeat's going to be a release, you want to take it there. Okay. Yeah, not bad. First couple bars a little shaky with regards to that 6-8 feel kind of settling in. Really tasteful contribution from the snare. Yeah, as you shift and modulate, again, get that separation. It's a little too connected. Maybe it's some vertical alignment problems with regards to people staying in tempo gave you a little more difficulty from a pulse standpoint. But those 3/8 notes in a row just didn't sound like 3/8 notes. Sound like separated eighth notes. They were sounding more connected or smooth eighth notes. A little bit of a tempo issue with regards to staying together in this more difficult section with the different entrances and the different instrumentation. Yeah, a little bit of, again, a little difficulty with the slowdown and then getting back to a tempo 71. So it's just a matter of, you know, what's that rehearsed? How is that rehearsed? And then watching, so you know what your conductor's going to give you. Upper register flutes, just playing. Make sure that those notes are in tune, too, between each other. It's like it's the Fs. Oh, nice job, Piccolo. Nice note up there. Woo! Okay. Good lilting feel. Took a little time to get into it. Make sure that the articulations are staying consistent all the way through. And so we go da da da. So we're getting that those 3/8 notes when they need to be, and that they're separated, and that and we're also playing in time so that they don't sound like they're legato notes. Continue to work on the balance. Make sure that the instruments that need to be heard are going to be heard. Some good things that are going on too with regards to the clarinet and trumpet. That interplay. But then when we get to the more exposed places where there's less instruments happening, and like at 55 when you have the entrances coming in and the reverse pyramid kind of effect here, just be counting and then lock your time in with the rest of the ensemble. Yep, firm up the embouchure clarinets. Still, continue to work on the intonation within the section. I really appreciate your patience in playing this piece. You've got to be ready for that entrance. The trumpets have the air support behind it. Tongue just releases in a nice, gentle fashion. And then those middle horns, the middle voices, where you've got those suspensions. You want to make sure that you hold on to that with that good intonation, making sure that those notes are in tune with each other before you resolve. Before you resolve the suspension. Yeah, a little late on the eighth note entrance at 18 between the horns, trombones, and altos. Yeah, it resolved much better. 20 was a little bit better with regards to that control. Some vertical alignment between the instruments and some problems. But that first entrance at 18, just make sure that you're thinking one, dee da da, which means that you've got to be set ready to go before one happens. You can't do it on one, or else if you try and do it too late, then you'll be late with your entrance. Move together, tubas. Yeah, beautiful job with regards to the line dynamics here and just the moving the musical phrase. Yeah, nice horns. Good job. I would even say clarinets and flutes, as you have those sustained notes, leave some room dynamically for the horns to come through. So as you are sustaining notes, play softer, you know, play it and then kind of back out of the way, let the horns come out, and then crescendo back in to when you've got the moving line again. That kind of interplay, a little more advanced, but certainly something I think within your wheelhouse. Hold the pitch on that diminuendo there, flutes, on that B flat. Nice job, trumpets. Good resolution there in the as you change the modality bar before E. Keep working on that accuracy, trumpets, as you line up your line at 45 with the horns. Ooh, notes, notes, notes. Nice. Second to last bar. Timing of all of those other moments was very, very good. Watch your intonation in the upper register trumpets. Just make sure that you've got the air support behind it. Not so clear in terms of 51. Part of it, too, is that there's almost a little bit anticipatory from this from the crash cymbals. Yes, you know, have to know that your sound is coming from all the way in the back, but don't anticipate too much so that you are sort of giving away the that moment there by being earlier than the entrance of the rest of the ensemble on the downbeat. Okay, so keep working on the air support for all of you throughout this piece. I appreciated the exploration of the softer dynamic level. Count people, keep working towards that, staying together, staying in tempo, and what I call that vertical alignment within the beat structure and the tempo structure. I really, again, appreciate the patience that you have, because you do, when you do have those changes, you have those times when it is different, that you really do watch. And those planned moments come off fairly well. Very nicely done with these chord changes. Diminuendo, you've got to stay supportive. I've always was taught that as you diminuendo or as you decrescendo, you think more air so that the support for the pitch can be there. Okay. Sustain that low C. So sustain, connect, as well as the dotted half. Don't change your embouchure trumpet in the middle of the note. The changing in the mouth, anything that happens in that embouchure is going to change the tone quality and or the pitch. And so as you play that sustain note, you want to keep the same shape and maintain that sound all the way through the note. Yeah. So nice feel, nice sound. I think the Ostinato section of 28, even though it's a little faster, I would explore and play around with different interpretations of that articulation. It's a little short, da 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 da, and maybe some other options in terms of that interpretation in terms of how it fits in with the overall texture of this section. It is going slightly faster, maybe even a softer dynamic level at that point. The mezzo piano a little bit more under might be a more appropriate for that articulation style that you chose. Be more beat up bomb, be more accurate with regards to those shifts in range horns. So make sure you're hitting the center of each of those pitches. And don't slide trumpets. Dee, da, dee. It's marcato, so it means separated with emphasis. So you want to have a little more front to the note, but you also want to have that separation of the half notes, not sliding. Okay, so, what I heard was dee, oh, you know, it's like there was a slide in pitch as well as a connection, and Marcato clearly wants it to be more separated. Nice shift. Again, handle very well. You handle it well, the changes in tonality and the shifts modality-wise. Pitch, clarinets on those sustained notes. Nice interplay rhythmically, good balance here. Yeah, some right notes, alto saxes. It's the second note in those, in that eighth note phrase. And then try not to rush. Make sure that that's lining up with what's happening in the bells. Yeah, good dynamic here, accuracy in the notes. We're getting to the end here, so stamina is probably a factor. Trumpets, just make sure that you're getting those tessitura changes, which is the range changes. Be careful that these don't sound like four-bar phrases and we're dropping off. In the support of the note on beat four in measure 139, for example. So, dee, da, dee, so people are falling out just to take that breath. Or too many people. I mean, it's better to leave a note out than is to start one and then end early. But if too many people leave it out and it doesn't exist, that's another issue. Nice approach to that last note, too. Appreciate the length. All right, so some accuracy issues here at the end. And in this particular piece, potentially, it's the some stamina things that you that need to be, you know, as you play more, I guaranteed you guys the stamina will definitely build up. Really, really good set, really tough set, too. Lots of music to play, lots of different styles to pull off, and you pulled it off well. Just keep working on support, air support through sustained notes. Also, be sure that the balance during those sustained notes too, like that you're not covering up, that you're allowing other instruments to come, to also come into play. for the most part, the pretty accurate with regards to rhythm. But again, sometimes notes became a factor, especially towards the end of the set. Really appreciated the softer dynamics contrast that you guys were putting. You guys were able to perform and able to put in front of us. Keep doing that. Keep exploring that softer dynamic levels to give yourself a much broader range. Really enjoy the set. Hope my comments meant some help to you. Enjoy that. Thank you.